I think if you want something and it's aligned to the nature of that energy and you design your strategy, you're going to get a very easy ride. You're going to get what you want. So in this video, I'm going to talk about what is the luck pillar in a Ba Zhe chart. Now, the luck pillar is called the Tai Wan, or the 10-year luck cycle in a person's astrology chart. So it does represent a person's 10-year journey. Now, when I say represent, it does not mean that it is predictive of what is the outcome of your 10 years. It does say, however, what are the energies that are influencing that 10 years? And if you are riding the wave, you are able to surf the wave and really enjoy the ride and be the best you could be. Or if you don't know what you're doing or you don't really understand it, then possibly you might be smashing on the rocks or, you know, getting dragged back by the currents and so forth. So basically, when we say in astrology about going with the flow, it's about understanding the flow of energy in that 10-year cycle. Now, there are generally only one way to really see it is to, number one, plot your astrology chart. Now, if you want to do that, there's a comment on the comment section. There's a link right now. You can link, you click on it and go to a site and then print your chart by entering your Western Gregorian date and time above. And then it will appear a chart that looks like this. Now, this is a sample idea of how a chart looks like. It may look like there's a lot of information here, but generally, we are only going to look at the central section. Okay, so a luck pillar basically is this section in the chart. I'm going to show you a close-up of this. So this is a close-up. So you will see here, this is the 10-year cycle, right? And so now there's an age on top. You may think, is this representing my Western age? No. Actually, the calculation of Chinese astrology tends to include the 9 months that you are from the day of your conception, you conceive all the way to your born. So generally, we plus one. So if it says 13 here, it actually means 12 plus minus around 12 in your actual year of birth, all right? So basically it's a plus one. Now, how do we look at the energy? Do we know that this is good, this is bad? That's the first thing that comes into anyone's mind when they are looking at a chart. I think before we say something good or bad, because good or bad is basically if things happen your way, you say it's good. When things happen not according to your way, you will say it's bad, right? So in order for things to happen your way, first you must know what your way is, right? If you are clear on what you want to do or what you can do and what you will do, and you match it together with the whatever is available at the time in your chart, then you will get a good 10 year because it's going your way. Because what you want is aligned to the energies here. But what you don't want, for example, or what you have never planned and then something happens here because energetically this is just like the waves, and you're doing something because you didn't really plan, so whatever comes along and then you're not happy about it, you'll feel that this is a bad 10-year cycle. Now, I know that this is quite contrary to what the general Chinese astrologers or the traditional would say, this is bad 10 years, you'll be bankrupt here, you'll get divorced here. It's not so absolute in actual readings because it's generally, I think, if you want something and it's aligned to the nature of that energy and you design your strategy, strategy means how to get there along with the energies that are provided, you're going to get a very easy ride, you're going to get what you want. So that's the whole idea of studying the luck pillars. Now, how do we read, right? How do we read it? We do it by two ways. Number one, we look at what is inside here. Now you will see here it says Yang Earth, and then there's Dog, and then you see a bunch of components that is inside, right? Each one of this has a star, such as in this case, direct wealth, seven killings, eating God, and so on. That's a star. So those are the what. Now you may say, but I still don't know what it means. Of course, you have not studied astrology. Astrology, there are like 10 stars. Seven killings is the name of a star that has certain components. Direct wealth is the name of a star, it has certain components. And then the eating god is just the name of a star, it has certain components. When you get to know these components, now you know, okay, so these are here, all right. And that is direct wealth, it's over here. Cool, now I know that, right? Now what do I do then? So how does this relate to year, month, day, and hour of a birth? So here's how it works. So in terms of animal signs, when animal signs see an animal sign, when this dog here sees the rat, when the dog here sees the ox, when the dog here sees the rabbit, when the dog sees the dragon, within your year, month, day, hour of birth, when it meets each other in this 10-year cycle, certain interaction will be produced. Some interactions can be harmonious. Some interaction might indicate challenges. Some interaction might actually foster great understanding, spiritual cultivation, gains, losses, and so forth, okay? So it can also, this interaction can mean certain people in your life, or it can mean certain places in your life. It can mean certain aspects or virtues or career opportunities in your life. So when these interactions interact in that 10-year cycle, and you happen to have goals that are related to that aspect, you get a gain. So that's how you call, oh, it happens, my life happens the way I want it, it's a great 10 years. But suppose you don't have that plan, you're like, ah, you know, I don't have a purpose, I just do whatever, and then shit happens, you didn't expect it, nor did you plan for it, but it doesn't, at that moment in time, you didn't really like it, so you think, ah, this must be a shitty 10 years. That's how it works, okay? So the idea of astrology is not to predict, but to co-create the destiny that you want, all right? So here we have dog, for example, it's a combination with the rabbit, a combination. Now you may know, how do you know dog combines with rabbit? So there's a whole set of understanding called the animal sign interaction. So dog meets rabbit is a combo, all right? An interaction, it's like a magnet, it sticks together. So this interaction can indicate union of the day. Union of the day represents a union in relationships. So in terms of astrology, we say this might be a great time to get married, to get connected with someone, to build a long-term relationship, to move in together with a spouse, or to create a new home together, and or to start a family, build a family home, and so forth. So if you are doing that, in this case, it is between 23 to 32, you are aiming for that, buying a house together, living together, planning to start a family, producing kids, for example, this would be perfect. So which means, at that period of time you did this, you will feel, oh, it's the best 10 years of my life. Suppose you didn't do that, it's not that it would be bad, it's just that you might miss the chance to do it in a way that's harmonious. So when you want to do that later on, you find, oh, you know, why is it so difficult? Oh, it looks like I missed the board. That guy or that girl I know so long ago, she was like this, but I didn't make a move at the time, I might have missed out, etc. All right, so that's how we do a reading. And you see there's a clash here, for example. A clash means changes. So here, in terms of the our pillar can represent your ambitions, your goals, your desires. Not always the children palace. It can mean children, but it can also mean your ambitions, your goals, maybe your direction in life. So when the clash happens, you may think, at this period of time, you may say, okay, I want to change direction. I might have studied engineering, but now I want to go on to, let's say, healing work, which is probably different than engineering, all right? I want to move from a accountancy field that I studied, but I want to change to maybe being an artist, for example. So there's a clash, means there's a change. So this change becomes favorable because you're aligning together with that change, okay? So that's how we generally see the interaction. So every 10 years, there are highlights. When we go according to the 10-year cycle of our charts and we sort of fit our so-called goals and purpose to this 10, we'll find that, hey, you know, life seems to go our way, and you tend to see that, you know, you live a pretty lucky life.
Check inside the description for the link.